And now the game where we ask very classy people to go back and repeat a grade. It's called Not My Job. André Deschildes may not be the most famous actor in the world, but he is without question the coolest. He is an actor, a singer, choreographer, writer, musician, lyricist, a professor, and an absolute icon of style. He recently played the god Hermes in Hadestown on Broadway. He'll be playing King Lear at the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival this summer. André Deschildes, what a pleasure to have you on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much. I feel at home already.
I saw you once referred, it was about Hadestown. It was around the time you won the Tony. And the statement was, it's just true that André Deschildes is the coolest man in New York. Do you accept that title?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
The coolest man in New York, but I've been working on it for 75 years now. Even when I was a poor, ragged, colored boy in Baltimore, Maryland, I had style, I had cool, I had self-possession, and I had a dream that one day I was going to be in New York on Broadway. Neon lights are bright.
There you are. Did your peers, did your parents, your family encourage you in this? Or did they say, yeah, right, André, you're going to be on
Broadway?
They said,
yeah, right, André, why don't you get serious and look for a job? And, well, you know, when you hear things like that, you have to keep your dream close to your vest because you don't want it to get sullied.
Yeah, yeah. One of the, for those who haven't seen Hadestown on Broadway, and I hope—
Who's that? Who has?
Is one of, I mean, the show begins with you just walking on stage. If I remember correctly, nothing has happened yet.
Well, just,
no, am I wrong?
If I may, no, you're not wrong, but I just want to give you a small adjustment.
Please.
When the stage manager says, warning, go, it's the entire company except Hermes that explodes onto the stage. And then Hermes enters from stage left and threads the needle all the way to stage right. That's what mesmerizes the audience.
Right. I'm not surprised to hear that I forgot that anyone else existed as soon as you walked on stage. Because I wish I could describe the manner in which you carry yourself as Hermes the god, or maybe just as André Deschildes. Do you practice that? When you go out in the street, do you know that you are André Deschildes, damn it, and you are going to walk?
Don't have to practice it any longer. Now, when I do interviews and people ask, who has influenced you? Who are your idols? I reveal something that usually freezes the interviewer's face. My true idol is Yul Brynner.
Consider my face frozen. Yul Brynner.
Now, in every movie that Yul Brynner does, the director, doesn't matter who the director is, pulls back the camera and pans Yul Brynner as he walks, and he swaggers.
Yeah.
And as a young boy, when I saw the Ten Commandments, I said, I have to cop that. So,
wow.
I mean, that was my own business at the time until I got my first review in a New York newspaper, and the reviewers wrote, Mr. Deschildes, why walk when you can strut? And I said, yes! But, you know, as they say, he had hit the nail on the head.
Now, when you made it big, and I don't know when you would put that, maybe when you created the role of the Wiz.
I don't know if I made it big yet.
Did you ever go back to Baltimore in one of your beautiful tailored suits and strut around?
Absolutely. In 2019, after 50 years of sowing my seeds, I finally was able to reap my harvest when I received the Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical. You get 90 seconds to deliver your acceptance speech. So I thought, let me drop a little wisdom bomb on the 9 million people watching. And the first thing I said was, Baltimore, are you in the house? Because I am making good on the oath I swore to you when I left in 1964 that someday I would do something to make you sufficiently proud that you would claim me as your native son. And that was that night.
And did Baltimore respond? Did they have an André Deschildes Day, for example?
The then mayor invited me back to Baltimore and gave me the key to the city.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, can I just say, Andre, when I fell under your spell in 1988, I was an usher over the summer at the National Theater in Washington, D.C. Ain't Misbehavin' came through a revival of the show.
Yes.
So I got to watch you 40 times, and I looked at you and I thought, I want to be your understudy in this show. Will they ever take a look at me for that?
Well, that time is coming. I would love to see you play the Viper in Ain't Misbehavin'.
But I know, I just don't know that I could actually sing the role. It would just be too, I don't know, it would be too challenging.
But Mo, you remember my tour de force moment in Ain't Misbehavin' is...
I can't give you anything but love, baby. No. It's the one thing I got plenty of, baby. Talk about dreaming a while, scheming a while.
Next. Same reefer song, Viper's Drag. That's the tour de force.
Wait, start it.
I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. A mind immense, but not too strong.
I no offense, Mo, but I'm really glad I got to see Andre DeShields do that role. I'm
just, yeah, I know.
Well, Andre DeShields, what a joy to talk to you, but we have asked you here today to play a game that we're calling...
The Great Narrow Way.
You're a star of Broadway, so why not ask you three questions about narrow ways, specifically canals. Answer two out of three questions correctly, and you will win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice, on their voicemail. Bill, who is lucky enough to have Andre DeShields playing for them right now?
Bill Kennedy of Portland, Oregon.
All right. Here's your first question. You probably noticed that the Suez Canal was blocked for about a week by a ship that got stuck there last month. Well, that is not the only time that happened. On another occasion, the Suez Canal was blocked by what? A sign a prankster put up right at the entrance saying, "Do not enter shark-infested waters." B, a whole fleet of ships that were stranded in the middle of the canal for 8 years. Or C, a very, very fat whale.
It's B!
Yes, it is B. It is. A whole fleet of ships got stranded in the canal when it was closed during the Six-Day War between Israel and Egypt, and they stayed there for 8 years. Next question. The Suez Canal was supposed to feature something that ended up being used elsewhere. What was it? Was it A, the Statue of Liberty, B, the Mall of America, or C, the Rockettes?
The Statue of Liberty.
That's right. The sculptor of the Statue of Liberty, Monsieur Bartholdi, first conceived the big lady statue to be putting at the entrance of the Suez Canal, and the Egyptians said, yeah, no. So he just kind of redesigned it and said, America, how would you like it? And now we have it. So there you are. All right. Last question. The most famous canals are probably those in Venice. It was while filming on the canals in Venice that Katharine Hepburn changed her life forever. What happened? A, she decided that she had to have canals of her own and spent 30 years digging them around her house in Connecticut. B, she insisted in all her contracts going forward that she would only travel to and from set by gondola. Or C, she jumped into the canal, which was so filthy it caused an eye infection that lasted for the rest of her life.
I think it's the eye infection.
You're right, Andre. That's what happened. She insisted on doing her own stunt, so she jumped into the canal three takes, got some sort of conjunctivitis, and it just pestered her for the rest of her life. So remember, everybody, don't do your own stunts.
Well, do your own stunts, but don't do it in a canal.
Right. Do your own stunts unless the stunt involves jumping into the canals in Venice.
Right,
I think we
can
establish.
That's such wonderfully specific advice.
Yes, exactly. Bill, how did Andre DeShields do in our quiz?
He got 3 out of 3. And Andre, that means you're the biggest winner we've ever had here.
Yay! How did I do for it?
Andre DeShields is a Tony Award-winning actor, writer, choreographer. In June, if you are lucky and make plans, you can see him as King Lear at the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival and then, God willing, back on Broadway. More at stlshakes.org. Andre DeShields, thank you so much. What an absolute joy to talk
it's
to you.
It's been my pleasure.
Thrilled
thank
beyond
you
measure.
Very much.
Bravo.
Thank you, Andre.
In just a minute, Bill gets chummy with the gang at Jurassic Park.